This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I am glad to be here another Sabbath day. I'm glad that I'm a part of the Church of God. I'm glad that I am a sheep. Glad that I'm being taught what judgment really is. And I'm just happy to be here, glad to be among God's people. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. I want to talk to you today about being called by his name, what it really means. Before we get into that, let's listen to the children of the prophets. We are Israel. Thank God. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. www.thechurchofgod.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscomingtochurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you that are viewing and all of you that are here. Yes. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And the more I read the scriptures, the more I get in the scriptures, I understand what the scripture is saying. You understand God by keeping his word, by keeping his commandments. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. We were called by his name. And I can witness today firsthand, I was called by his name. And everybody's got to have that testimony. If you were called, who called you? And when you read the name J-E-S-U-S, that don't tell you anything. It's not telling you to come or go. It ain't saying you're right or wrong. Say, well, Jesus called me. And I don't see his body around here. We're going to find out what it means to be called by his name. 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. Deacon Franny.
And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen.
He heard his prayer because he was living for God. Yes. At that time, Solomon was living for God.
Yes.
Striving. God heard his prayer. What?
And have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice.
What?
If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, mm-hmm. or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my
people. Now, why would God
people?
Do that? God sends pestilence and shut up heaven among his people, not the world. This is a talk about God's people, because God's concern is his people, not the world. The world loves its own, and the world loves the devil. They just don't know him. But that's who we're all of when we come into this life. We're of the devil. If we want to live for God, we have to be born again. Isn't that beautiful? Read. If my people,
which are called by my name.
Now, wait a minute. He's talking about the people that are called by his name. Now, let's reason. J-U-S is not calling you. But something calls you that's speaking to you. That's the only thing that can call you. Something that's speaking. If you see a body in the corner and they're just looking at you, that's not telling you to go or come. Sometimes you can tell them when they're looking. If they got a knife in their hand, that means you must go. But to go or come, there's no exchange. But when you read God's word, that's telling you something. Does it mean something to you or not? Right? Many times as we grew up as teenagers, we sent words to each other and it meant something. The presence didn't mean anything, but the presence didn't mean much as the words that they wrote or said. That meant something to us. Words today means something when they're spoken to you. You can tell the people all day long, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And all those that say they love Jesus will say amen. But when you say what thou shalt not, they got a problem. And that's who's talking. God. God is talking. Don't do this and don't do that. That's what you got to hear. J-U-S ain't saying anything. That's his name of the Son. But the word.
Yes, Lord.
If the word ain't telling you nothing and you read don't mean nothing to you, God is not calling you and he's not talking to you. And if you can't hear God, God ain't hearing you.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? But if you hear what God is saying, so wait a minute. Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
All my life, I don't know anything about churches, been to visiting churches.
Yes, Lord.
But one day when I met Teacher Brown, and she showed me the word, thou shalt not. I said, wait a minute, we got to do this. It meant something to me. I heard what God was saying. Nothing else, the blood, the cross didn't mean nothing to me. I didn't know about it. It means something to me. But it didn't do anything to my soul. But when I saw thou shalt, I said, wait a minute, we got to do this. I never heard a preacher say what we couldn't do in the form of the Ten Commandments. I said, wait a minute, this is right. Wait a minute. I heard it.
All right.
But the woman I was married to couldn't hear it. She said, that ain't nothing. What? That's God.
Yes.
And I'm going to show you that's God today. That's God you're looking at. God is his name. His name is the word. And the word is the commandment. That's God's name. How many know that? That's God's name. The old commandment. Nobody knows that. But a saint. That's God's name. The word. The commandment. That's God's name. If the commandment don't do nothing for you, if it's not talking to you, God is not hearing you, and you ain't got nothing to do with God. I'm not saying that the scripture's going to tell you that. Isn't that beautiful? God called me. God said, thou shalt not. And I said, yes, Lord, I will not. Thank God. That's when God is talking to you, when you adhere to the word. That's beautiful. Thank God. If my people, read it again.
If my people, which are called by my name,
what?
Shall humble themselves.
When you read, thou shalt not have God to make great. When you humble down, then God's going to talk to you.
Yes, Lord.
God can hear your prayer.
Yes, Lord.
But if it don't mean nothing to you, that's the God ain't talking to you. He ain't calling you. It's got to talk to you.
Yes.
Most people, you say, keep it. That's done away with. I've heard that, but when I read it, when it was read to me, wait a minute, it talked to my mind.
Yes.
To my little heart, it talked to your mind.
Yes.
That's your heart.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes.
If my people, thank God,
which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray,
what?
And seek my face,
what?
And turn from their wicked ways.
Oh, God is calling me. But have you turned from anything?
Yes.
You ain't turned from nothing. How God gonna hear you till you turn to this and drop the gods?
Yes.
Read.
Then will I hear from heaven.
What?
And will forgive their sin.
What?
And will heal.
Now we're getting healed. We're gonna be the man and the woman God is calling for.
Thank God. Thank God.
Not of the devil, but of his word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's what God is talking about.
Yes.
Let's go to Revelation 19:11.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Got a lot of skeptics out here. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem when you can't hear what God's saying. Thank God I did. I can hear what he said. That's why he said, blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Yes.
Blessed are your ears, because you can hear what God is calling for. That beautiful?
Yes.
Read it. 19:11.
Yes, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white
Thank
horse.
Thank God. I saw heaven open. God gave me a dream one day, and I was riding on a white horse. The horse was nudging me, and next I was riding that horse. Thank God. I'm in God's army. I'm one of the army. Fighting in righteousness. Making war with the flesh. Carnal mind, make war with me. That horse was white. It was nudging me in my back. Next thing I was on that horse riding. God gave me that vision.
Yes, Lord.
Making war.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. Read.
And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true.
Thank God. What?
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
What did he say?
Beautiful, Pastor.
His what did
eyes,
he say?
His eyes were as a flame of
fire. Wait a minute.
Fire.
I thought his ministers were like a flame of fire.
Yes.
They are. That's whose God's eyes are. His ministers.
Yes.
God sees everything. But his eyes are a flame of fire. It's his ministers.
Yes.
Flame of fire.
Yes, Lord.
What?
And on his head were many crowns.
Many crowns, what?
And he had a name written that no man knew.
How many know God's name is the commandment? That's God's name. The Son's name is Jesus. God's name is the commandment. That's his name. Nobody knew this. That's his name. That's his name. I didn't say that.
Go ahead.
Go to 1 John 2:7.
Go ahead. Yes, Pastor.
That's what John did. John got the revelation.
Yes.
He said, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. So it's from the beginning, said, God said, God created.
Yes.
God is the word.
Yes.
The old commandment is
The word
which what?
We heard.
Which you heard from the beginning. From the beginning, it was the commandment talking. It's God's name. Nobody knew this. No man knew this. But he himself. There's a lot of names man don't know. I didn't know his name was Jehovah until I got saved. But that's not the name he going by with his people. Today, it's being shared. His name is Yeshua.
Yes, Lord.
Yeshua Israel. God's name is Israel.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Son take on the name of the Father. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But he's the commandment.
Yes.
That's his name.
Yes, Lord.
So well, there ain't no name. Can jealous be a name? Yes, it can.
Yes.
That's his name too. He got many names.
Yes.
But nobody knows that's his name.
Yes.
They didn't know that. They still don't know it today.
Yes.
They don't even know the word is his name.
Yes.
Read.
Yes.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
What?
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard.
Now you put two and two together. If the word is God, God is the word, and it's telling the old commandment is the word.
Yes.
So his name is called the word of God.
Yes.
If the word is commandment, that must be his name too.
Yes.
But when you say it, who can see it? That's his name.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes,
read it again, brethren.
Yes. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
What?
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
But how many believe it?
Yes.
You got to believe what you read, not what people are telling you or what you've been told for tradition. That's his name.
Yes.
The old commandment. Because
yes.
It's the word. It's the same thing.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to St. John 1 and 1. The old commandment is the word.
Yes, Lord.
That beautiful? Just stay with the scripture.
Yes.
As they say, what are you reading? How are you reading it? How do you read what you read? Thank God.
Yes.
1 and 1 says what?
In the beginning was the word. And
well,
the
wait
word.
A minute. I thought in the beginning was God.
Yes.
It said in the beginning God created. Well, the word was speaking.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if the word... God's word is the same. The words he wrote is the same.
Yes.
The words he spoke is God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
What did it say?
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was
God.
Wait
a minute. It's telling you it was God. But it says the name, his name is called, not was. His name is called the word of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes.
1 and 14, what does it say?
14 says, and the word was made flesh.
Now, wait a minute. Even though the word was made flesh, it didn't change who he was. It didn't change his name.
Yes.
And the word came as a son without God and got God and became back to God.
Yes.
That's what the word did. Because God can do anything.
Anything.
Well, he wasn't saved then when he was born, but God can do that.
Yes.
God can come in this world unsaved and leave here saved and leave here being God.
That's right.
Because God can do anything.
Yes. All right, all right, all right.
That's what scripture says.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you just believe what the word is saying, forget about what we've been taught. Believe what God is showing you.
Yes.
You catch revelation.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 1.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 1 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank God for Brother John.
Yes, Pastor.
They say he was the beloved disciple. That's a lie, too. He was just loved.
Yes.
And he might have been beloved, but he wasn't the one that God loved.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Like he loved Mary and Martha.
Yes.
The only one he loved like Mary and Martha was Lazarus.
Yes, Pastor.
John wasn't that docile to be laying on the Lord's chest.
No, he was not.
John was one of the sons of thunder. He was rough. Him and his brother. Thank God. Thank John. 1 John 1 and 1.
Yes. That which was from the beginning.
What?
Which we have heard. Which we have seen
with our
eyes. Wait a minute.
What did you hear from the beginning? The commandment. Because what we heard from the beginning was God.
Yes.
That's the commandment. That's what we heard from the beginning.
Yes.
The beginning wasn't in the garden.
No.
The beginning is talking about the beginning of life.
Yes.
In the beginning, that you heard from the beginning.
Yes.
One thing we heard from the beginning, we hear, don't thou say, no, we just heard God said.
Right.
That was God, the commandment.
Yes.
Read.
Which we have looked upon.
What?
And our hands have handled of the word
it was
of life.
Of the word of life.
Yes.
Because the Lord came from God.
Yes.
He was sent from God.
Yes.
It was of God that he came. How he came.
Yes.
Of the seed like us.
Yes.
It was God that did that.
Yes.
God made himself a seed
yes.
and connected with Mary's seed. God can do anything.
Oh,
And yet, he wasn't holy when he came in the seed, but he was holy when he left here. Because
yes.
God can do anything.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the second verse.
Yes.
For the life.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it.
What?
And bear witness.
Now, wait a minute. We've seen eternal life in action.
Yes.
They did too.
Yes.
That was eternal life, the commandment in action.
Yes.
They saw it.
Yes.
And they bear witness to it.
Yes.
What?
And show unto you that eternal life.
What?
Which is with the Father and was manifested unto us.
They get all mixed up, people, because it was with it. When God was with him. My liver is with me. It's me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My tongue is with me. It's me, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't
yes.
say, well, Pastor Boyd is a charming fellow, but I don't know where his tongue come from. We're one.
Yes.
The words you speak are you. It comes from your mind. If they're holy words, it comes from a holy mind. If it's unsavory words, it comes from a carnal, unsavory mind. How
yes.
plain is that?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Read.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with
Isn't
his
that beautiful?
Son, Jesus
and
Christ.
With the Son. Let's go to Matthew.
Yes.
19
all right.
and 16.
Good
eternal
goodness.
Life. And the Lord,
yes.
that's all he talked about was eternal life. Because when he got saved, that's all he was.
Yes.
Was life. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank God. Maybe
yes.
somebody will get the revelation
right.
out
yes.
there. If you don't have a base, a commandment base, that's your foundation. You can't put it together.
Right.
And even at the end, it takes God to reveal it to you.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
19 and 16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master,
what
good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Talking about everlasting life.
Right.
Good master, what must I do to get God in my life? Same thing. What must I do to have God? Because when you got God, you got eternal life.
Right.
Then they say, who was that that walked with him?
Mm-hmm.
Enoch walked with God.
Yes. Yes.
He was walking in the commandments.
Yes.
He was walking in holiness.
Right.
He was walking in righteousness.
Right.
He was walking in the Spirit. It's the same thing.
Right.
He was walking in his word.
Right.
Whatever that word was,
yes.
it may not have been all 10 precepts because it wasn't made known. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
Why is the Lord saying, Father, the Lord said, Jesus said, Father, make them one. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're not one with God, you're no good to God.
Right.
We have to stay one with God.
Yes.
Then we're good.
Mm-hmm.
When you get out of line, you're no good to God. And you're not good either. Because if you get out of line, out of the oneness, mm-hmm. you have sin.
Yes.
You have carnality. You strayed.
That's right.
But when you're in tune with God, you're one with God, then you can say, I'm good.
Right.
Ain't none good but one.
All right.
That's God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes. But if thou wilt enter into life,
what?
Keep the commandments.
But now if you want to enter into God, what?
Keep the commandments.
Now if you want to enter life, get in God.
All right.
Same thing.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Why is it when you say that, commandments, they can't hear what you're saying. They can't hear it. To do it, they can't hear it. Said, yeah, but those commandments have been done away with. Although they say that, when I realize, uh-oh, we got to do it. I can see it.
Yes.
As well as many others that began to put their hands to the plow. You had to be able to see it to do it.
Right.
You had to hear what God is saying to you. You can hear it.
Yes. Yes.
These words speak to you.
Yes, they do.
And if you are chosen, you can hear what it's saying.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have spoke to them like that.
Yeah,
maybe I
should. Right.
No, they do that. But they can only do in bits and parts.
Mm-hmm.
They hear what they feel bad about when it concerns their personal things,
mm-hmm.
not to please God.
Right.
We will do what we do to please God.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful?
That's the difference.
Yes.
Read.
And he saith unto him, which?
What?
Jesus said.
Now, wait a minute. He said, thou hast commandments. He said, which?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
But wait a minute now. But the Lord came and done away with that. The Lord never did away with that.
No, he didn't.
People said they were following him, did away with that.
Right.
What did they do? He's telling you what you got to do to get in God,
right.
to get eternal life.
Yes.
Keep the commandments.
All right.
What? And he's telling you which ones they are.
Yes.
Read.
Thou shalt not steal.
What?
Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. The young man saith unto him, all these have I kept from
my
youth up.
Well, wait a minute. If you kept them all, you wouldn't be asking, what when I do, what must I do? Because he just told you.
Yes.
Keep. Well, I've done it. Evidently, you ain't doing some things. Right. If you got to ask, if you're doing it, why would you ask?
Right.
That's just common reasoning, isn't it?
Yes.
Read.
What lack I yet?
You know, what am I lacking? This yes. is the church world. I don't steal. I don't kill. I don't do that. Oh, those are basic things. I didn't do that either when I became an adult. I stopped killing. If I killed anybody, I stopped stealing.
Yes.
Everybody stole something. A bubble gum, you stole that, okay? Might have been 7 or 8, but I stole.
All right.
But I didn't steal. That's about the only one. But what I'm saying is, a lot of moral things, people say, I have never done that. That's fine. But what about the gods? What about the graven images?
Right.
What about taking his name in vain? What about not honoring the Father? What about remembering the Sabbath?
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're all commands.
Yes, they are.
Because it's God. You're offending, you're crossing God.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Jesus said unto him, if thou will be perfect, go and sell.
Now here's the point. Mm-hmm. Church goes up, hey, can anybody live perfect? Well, why is Jesus saying, if you will be perfect, here's the answer.
Yes.
So there's an answer to being perfect.
Yes.
The answer is yield to God
yes.
and obey the one that God sent.
Yes.
Because he's going to tell you what you don't know. What did he tell him?
Go and sell that thou hast.
What?
And give to the poor.
What?
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
Wait a minute. You got to keep God's commandments. What happened when he said that?
And come and follow me.
What happened?
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful.
Oh, wait a minute. He heard that, but he couldn't hear what the commandments were saying before.
Right.
I kept those. You ain't really listening. Because that was his God.
Yes.
Yes. As Pastor Brian said, can you give it up? So he said, get rid of these possessions. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have treasure and mm-hmm. come follow me.
Yes.
That's, he couldn't hear that.
Yes.
He went away sad.
Yes, he did.
The same thing when you tell church going, we got to keep God's commandments. God's commandment is his word. Yes. Oh, that was done away with. How you do away with the word? Oh, those were old Mosaic law because they don't have no understanding. That's not the issue. The issue is they can't hear what God is saying. The word is not calling them. It's not talking to them. It's talking to those that have a mind to hear or that really have a heart to serve God. That's what it's designed for those that are really have the mind to live for God. That's what it's designed for. Those that have a mind, they can't hear it. It's like looking at somebody and say, see that? And they're blind. They can't see that. That's why he said, come to give sight to the blind because they can't see it. Open up the ears, because they can't hear what God is saying. They can't hear God is talking to them.
Yes.
Can't hear him. Read.
Yes. For he had great possessions.
What?
Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom.
What are we talking about? He ain't
kingdom.
Talking about somebody with natural riches.
No. No.
Rich in your mind, you cannot receive what God is trying to show you, because you're so caught up in the way you feel in this world. That's more important than God.
Yes.
And you can't hear it.
Yes.
Anything that's important to you, you're going to hear it.
Yes, right.
But when something you don't care about, don't regard, you can't hear it.
Right.
That's why you just move on, because they don't want God. But God is talking to every man, because
yes.
it's not God's will that any man should perish.
Yes.
It said, unto you, old man, I call. But how many hear?
Yes,
read.
And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom
of God. But wait a
minute.
He's not talking about a thimble and needle. He's talking about a gate.
Yeah. Yes.
Even though a camel got a hump in his gait and his back, he can mm-hmm. humble down to get in there.
Yes.
But someone that's full of their own thoughts, well, I don't think the commandments, I want to honor his birthday. That's fine. That's great honor. But is that what God is calling for?
No.
What is God calling? They can't hear what God is calling for.
All right. Go ahead.
Like I said, all our lives, there ain't nobody perfect. It's the blood. It's Jesus. He paid for your sins. But I heard what God was saying when I read his word.
Right.
I heard what he was saying. I said, well, now, wait a minute. Everything before that, all these churches I had went to, the Baptist, not, was washed away. When I heard, I said, wait a minute. We got to do this. Read.
When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed.
What?
Saying, who can
be saved?
Can be saved?
What the Lord say?
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Well, why did they say you can't live perfect? Why did the people say, the churchgoers now, you can't help but sin? God knew that. I thought you said you love the Lord. The Lord said with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. You can live perfect. So what's the problem?
Right.
They can, but the problem is they can't hear what God is saying. They can't hear it. They say, oh, that's done away with. Let's go.
Yes, beautiful.
To 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Let's read that again.
Beautiful.
Thank God. When I read this thing, it just like a whole world opened up. That's it. And we would have said all the time, that's his name. But I didn't know what I was saying. In the depths, I know that really is God's name. The old commandment is the word. He had a name written no man knew.
All right. But himself, yes.
Nobody knew it. And they still don't know it today unless it's been revealed to you.
Yes.
Like it was revealed to me.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? We have the knowledge.
Yes, beautiful.
Read it, 7:14.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall
humble
themselves.
In other words, when you read the commandments, if it's not talking to you, calling you, or convicting you, it's not calling you.
Yes.
And if you can't hear it, God don't hear you. That's what he's saying here. If my people, which are called by my name, if the word is calling you, if the commandments is calling you to do it, God is talking to you.
Yes.
But if you read the commandments, which is God's word, or the law, because they got the devils and the law done away with, he's fooling the people that don't want God. If it was possible, you'd fool the very elect. But if you elect to be saved, you will hear what God is saying when you hear this. At one point, you will hear it. Read.
Yes. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
From the wicked ways. Why are we going to can't anybody live perfect? If you can't live perfect, you can't turn from your wicked ways then. You can't turn if you can't anybody live perfect. Then God's not going to hear you. What did he say?
Yes. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal
now
their land.
Healing. Yes. Let's go to St. John 8
beautiful.
And 1. Let's go there.
Yes, Lord.
I had some other knowledge. I don't know if time will permit, but if they're on, what do you call this, net?
Yeah,
stay with us.
All right.
We open up and get into our service. We got more revelation. All isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Yes.
St. John 8 and 1.
Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple.
What?
And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
Now, if he sat down and taught them, I don't believe he had his robe open or loosened his tie. And I don't think he was he wouldn't do it all that. He would sit down and talk to people. He wasn't doing all that. He just sat down and talked to people. When we sit down and talk, we just talk about the teaching. Teach, give knowledge.
All right, God.
Read.
Yes. And the scribes and Pharisees.
No, read the 12th verse.
Yes, Pastor.
A lot to read, but we're going to read what's pertinent here. 12th verse.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
What?
He that followeth me shall not walk in
darkness.
Now,
wait a minute. In him there is no darkness at all. If you're walking in darkness, you're not in him. How plain is that?
Yes.
Darkness is sin.
Yes.
He said, what?
I am the light of the world.
What?
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
So if you're really following me, you're not walking in darkness. What?
But shall have the light of life.
What?
The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not
true. Never address what he's talking about. And this is what happens when you bring knowledge to me. It's about walking in the light, not in sin, not in darkness. They don't want to deal with it. What's the word? Can't nobody live perfect. That's not what Jesus is teaching here. Read the 19th verse.
Then said they unto him, where is thy father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my father.
What?
If ye had known me, ye should have known
my
father also.
The scripture said, he that, and by this we shall know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He would let them know, you're not keeping God's commandments. That's what he talked about. Did you ever read in the scriptures where the scribes and Pharisees talked about keeping God's commandments?
No.
No. If they did, they bear witness to what Jesus said. But he said, you don't neither know my Father.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org.
And if you're already in the Father,
write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.